From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, in the last hour, I talked a lot about the collectivist, and at the lower levels, they're a bunch of idiots. I saw a video last week on the show when Mike Adams was sitting in, the health ranger, naturalnews.com, doing a great job. He played that clip of that Colorado state rep saying, we got to ban 15-round mags and up, because after you shoot the bullets out of them, you got to throw the mag away. They're no good anymore. And so low level, they're complete morons. The globalists mainly, it's not a conspiracy at the low level, because they just get idiots that are yes men and yes women that are dumber than a box of rocks, and they count on you being dumb. But higher up, the collectivists are people that understand how humans operate. And most people that learn how humans operate, they go and use it to manipulate people like their cattle just so they individually, monetarily get ahead. And that's not my philosophy. My philosophy is to lift you up so that you lift up my family as well, because I don't need to believe in karma, mojo, reap what you sow. I feel it. And I'm not somebody that gets jealous of a guy that has a beautiful wife or a beautiful home or writes an incredible book. I admire them. And I grew up thinking everybody was like me. And I'm not saying I'm virtuous or anything either. I'm competitive as the next person. And if somebody crosses me, I have big problems with wanting to destroy them. It's just that I have a sense of justice. I'm a team player, which is the opposite of being a collectivist. I'm about the individual, but also working with others to build something greater, if you choose under free will. Now, we got Dr. Pachanik. We're getting lined up here from the DMZ there in Korea to cover that crisis coming up, and I'll get into other news after he leaves us. But let me punch up for TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. I went and swam in the river today downtown, did some exercise. Only had time to swim a mile, and it was just really great. It's like the Caribbean out there. There's so many big fish and turtles and stuff. And I got out, and I saw some red ants up on the hill where I parked, walking back up from the river. The Brazilian fire ants have come in and killed most of them. There's these big ants that I grew up seeing. And I shot a video called Of Ants and Men. It's linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I just posted it about an hour and a half ago. Uploaded it as I drove into work from the swim. I talk about Plato's allegory of the cave, coming out of the cave. And this guy says, Alex Jones believes in the philosophy of Plato, that philosopher kings must rule and should be appointed by a self-proclaimed enlightened think Illuminati kingmaker, historically called the emperor. This is the garbage that has spawned tyranny time and time again throughout history. Alex Jones is human garbage riding the wave of tyranny. Democracy and government at the founding. Democracy translates literally the people's strength. The population has armed and demanded rule by the will of the people. Well, number one, I support the Republic, so I can get what you're saying, that I support Plato, but not his Republic. He was the original proto-eugenicist. I can take some things he said and then leave others, like the allegory of the cave, people in a cave looking at projections like a television. It's profound, really, and coming up out of the cave to a larger world. That I was talking about. But that doesn't mean I endorse the philosopher king, because the philosopher king still builds a centralized system, and even though they can create a golden short period, corrupt people will take the place of the philosopher king and create the ultimate hell. But just as a republic produces so much wealth that comes out of tyranny, the striving for liberty creates a great republic and wealth, then the generations become decadent. The generations become corrupted because liberty produces so much wealth, so that creates its own cycle. So I analyze the different cycles. And so just saying come out of the cave like Plato's allegory does not mean I endorse Plato, even though I've read, I don't know, a couple of his books. I mean, it's very interesting stuff. I first read one when I was about 12 because I heard that, you know, he wrote about Atlantis as if it was real. I wanted to see what the historian and philosopher Plato had to say. But I've read the other philosophers as well. I've read Nietzsche. It doesn't mean I agree in the Uber mention and, you know, having visions on the toilet. I have my visions out on top of rock, you know, looking up into the stars. I have my visions watching my children play around, you know, and swim in the edge of the lake. I have my visions thinking about all that's good. We're going to go to break here, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back after this quick break, Dr. Steve Pachanik is on the line with us, InfoWars.com.
Devastating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're live. Have the free iPhone and Droid apps and the listen page at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just click on the tab. And we, of course, our weekday simulcast on XM 166. This is the Sunday live transmission. We're into hour number two, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live across the country and re-aired on many other fine stations out there. I want to say hi to all our new affiliates and listeners. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates by spreading the word and sponsoring them as well. And be sure and support us with all the great books, films, materials at InfoWarsStore.com. Forgot to plug last hour, and that's how we fund our operations. It is 5:07 Central Standard Time. We're going to go to Dr. Steve Pachinik. It's 7 a.m. Monday morning on the DMZ in the dividing line between North and South Korea. With the global crisis, with them threatening to launch a missile and not saying if it has an atomic bomb on top of it, threatening to nuke. It's weird having a weirdo dictator who reportedly has ICBMs that many doubt can actually reach the middle of the country, much less the West Coast, saying he wants to nuke Austin. And I'm sitting here in Texas with some crazy inbred control freak, hereditary dictator, who's a communist, of course, the ultimate tyranny, saying he's going to nuke me and my family. Very, very, very bizarre. Dr. Steve Pachinik, one of the most famous hostage negotiators and crisis negotiators, helped get the Camp David Accords through, the only peace deal that ever really did anything in the Middle East. StevePachinik.com, co-wrote the books with Tom Clancy, has a bunch of big Hollywood movies. He's an MD and PhD, Harvard University, MIT. Very interesting guy. He won't ever. I got to get him on sometime and make him talk about overthrowing countries and all the rest of it. He'll never. You can pull up his name if you want to read that. Just serious guy. Amazing we have him on. He was the first guy to expose Bin Laden was dead back in 2002. Member of the real government, or was, Council on Foreign Relations. We're going to talk to him in a second, but briefly. Welcome to Planet Hoax. This is the April issue of InfoWars Magazine, a great tool. Everybody's getting out of print. We got into print. We dominate digital, dominate alternative news, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. But welcome to Planet Hoax, the war on reality. This gets into the fact they denied there were drones. Now they admit they were told a lie. Robert Gibbs, they said there weren't 2 billion bullets. Now they admit they were told a lie. It's full of more than 10 major hoaxes. Well, actually, one article is 10 major hoaxes. I don't know, 20, 30, I don't know, major hoaxes that the establishment has been caught in over and over and over and over again in the new issue. You can buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, big color, glossy magazine. Great way. It has the Dianne Feinstein centerfold in it. I'm not joking. It's an April Fool's joke. It's not pornographic. Don't worry. Except that kind of makes you like Dianne Feinstein. It's her head on Betty Page with a devil tail. The point is, so maybe I don't like it. I disavow it. We won't do it again. Because I don't like looking at Feinstein, having a good feeling. Anyways, the point is, it's in the new magazine, InfoWarsStore.com. Get them in bulk. Give them to people. Wake folks up today. It is an InfoWar. You heard the MSNBC hoax. Been part of the Department of Education saying the collective owns your children, like this is North Korea. No, they don't. Fight back, and these tyrants will dissipate like phantoms at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson. Okay, again, going to Dr. Steve Pachinik. We're going to break here in about 6 minutes. He's going to be with us for most of the rest of the hour, reporting from the DMZ. He was in the State Department chairing that area previously, was involved with the Korean government, so he's been inserted by himself. He offered the government to go, which he's done in the past, and they didn't want his help. But he is reporting for us exclusively and at stevepachinik.com. And so he's got some breaking news since he talked to us Friday. From the demilitarized zone in what many analysts say could be the trigger for World War III. And the media has been saying, well, we need a psychiatrist on the ground. He is a real psychiatrist, not a quack psychiatrist, in his own words. Doc, good to have you on with us. Tell us what the latest is from the DMZ.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on, and I always come on your show because there is really a reality check on what is happening. What is happening on the DMZ, it's quite cold. We've had rain, and we've had a lot of snow on the eastern part. What we see happening is troop movements from South Korean troops moving in tanks, and young 18 to 19-year-old boys in the Republic of Korean Army, which basically they have to serve about 18 to 24 months mandatory service. Many of them are highly inexperienced, as many of our soldiers were in the Korean War. Some of them talk to me. Their officers try to get them away from me. I talk to them. I ask them if they were afraid. They said yes, but are they really scared of a major war? They said they're not sure because there's so much war talk going on and warmongering that they feel that in the past this has not come to life. In turn, I was able to get access to some of the most unusual of our own military, which is special forces. I can't identify them, but I've always had a great respect for our special forces since 30 years ago. I was part of really developing the special forces units out of Fort Bragg into a elite Delta Force unit and talking to them.
Sure. In fact, you were involved, that's on record, in the creation of Delta Force, what, in 1979?
That's correct. And what I talked to them about, and again, remember, I am not allowed to, I was forbidden by our intelligence organization, our State Department, our embassy, our KCIA, whom I work with, and including the Blue House here and the ROK, Republic of Korean Army. I have been totally forbidden to access anyone, so I really am doing this on my own on behalf of you and really the American public. I'm not a hero. I'm simply doing what you're doing, although I didn't read Plato and Nietzsche, and when I did, I had to go to a textbook to see what they meant. But let me get to the point. The point here is what one of the very smart Special Forces soldiers said to me. He said, look, Doc, for over 20 years since the Cold War, and he knew who I was, we have not had a strategy. We have not had a complete overall world strategy. All we have been doing is reacting to situations which we sometimes create, often create through our military industrial.
So it's a rotting stalemate.
Well, it's not just a stalemate. We get into situations which we cannot control. And this is the problem we have now. Let me make it very clear. I have worked with the North Koreans. I have negotiated with the North Koreans. I knew Kim Jong-il. I knew Kim Il-sung, his grandfather. And let me tell you a little bit about the notion that this media, including CNN and Wolf Blitzer and his nonsensical crew of morons who are saying that this is a black box. North Korea is not a black box. For 30 years, we have known everything about North Korea. It's not just as a psychiatrist, but there have been other colleagues of mine in the CIA, including Don Gregg, Jim Lilly, who were in the CIA and were our phenomenal ambassadors, again, under Bush Sr. People underestimate how much Bush Sr. had kept things quiet, and we did not precipitate any conflicts. What happened, in effect, is we understand very well the pattern of behavior where the North Koreans, when they need help, they continuously bang, bang, and then try to get us to the negotiating table when we put on a restriction on them or an embargo, and then they force us to try to come to a negotiating table with them and make concessions. At times, we would make concessions. Often, we would not make concessions. The concessions often rotated around food. The reason food is important and North Korea, and people have not emphasized this. This is a country of 22 million communists who are impoverished, not just starving, but literally impoverished. And the only thing that they can do is not come over the DMZ zone, although I do see some of them trying to approach it. I do see machine gun racks in the distance. I do see their installations of artillery guns. But I'm not worried about that because I know the military situation and the force structure of the North Koreans. And quite frankly, we in the national security area previously and even presently know that all of the equipment in North Korea is really antiquated. It's old 20-year-old Soviet equipment.
All right, doctor, we got a long segment coming up. We're going to come back, give you the floor to break down what you said the danger is. And here's the big question. Is this like the Berlin Wall about to fall? Could North Korea be preparing to collapse? Because this is 3-4 times the rhetoric we've ever seen. You agree with that Friday. What's the real danger in the West getting into this hype, using it as a domestic political diversion? Could this cause the implosion of North Korea into China and South Korea? What does that signify? You said Friday this could cause World War III. We'll see the real danger straight ahead and with where Obama's dropping.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com. Team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, before Dr. Pachinik leaves us, I want to play a clip for him of MSNBC saying your children belong to the government. I mean, this is just authoritarianism 101. They're really making their move. I may have to move to North Korea to be free once they've taken over. He's there on the DMZ. If you're a TV viewer, he sent us photos of him there right on the edge of North Korea. And again, when he was in the State Department, he was actually over that area. He knows all those people. That's why he hinted when he was on a few weeks ago when this crisis was bubbling that he'd go there. And we got an email Friday morning, I'm here, I'm ready to report. And he's got a government-assigned person with him. Pretty amazing to have him actually up there reporting on what's happening. And he's done negotiations with these people before Kim Jong-un's dad, Kim Jong-il, so he can speak about it. You can pull it up where he was arrested once by Assad's dad in Syria. I mean, pretty wild. We got to get Pachinik on sometime. In fact, the next interview, about just all the wild stuff he's done that's not classified. But, I mean, instead of just reading it in the newspaper, you know, like manipulating the Red Brigades into killing the Italian prime minister who they already had kidnapped. Is that true? Is that a lie? By the way, is that true when the London Telegraph says that, or is that a lie, Dr. Pachinik?
What does the London Telegraph say? I don't read it. I won't read it. But let's get to the key mission. The London Telegraph's not relevant to anything.
No, I understand. So you're there. What's the big... They're supposedly loading the missiles with warheads,
right now,
threatening
the
nukes.
Capable. Are the missiles capable of hitting South Korea? Are they capable? Yes. Will they do it? No. The reason they cannot do it is because they don't want to destroy the very basis of which they're going to be the part of South Korea. In other words, the overall strategy for the United States, South Korea, and North Korea, and China is to have what we call a soft landing. For Kim Jong-un, who is not crazy, by the way, he's very predictable and he's very rational, he really has no desire to destroy anything, including the East Coast or the West Coast of America or South Korea. Number one, he has a deliverable system, which is not really very functional. It's the missile systems are old, they're antiquated. The what we call the single strike kill probabilities are very low. Usually they're rated at 90%. In his case, they're rated at about 1%. And same with our missiles. Our missiles were always rated at 90% as single strike kill probability, but they never really got out of the silo. And when they did, they really fell on the ground. So the missile strikes itself are just using as a bargaining technique. I think Chuck Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, understands this very well. He has done an excellent job of saying, I will not put missile systems on the West Coast because it will provoke him. I think Chuck, who has understood the Vietnam War and the necessity to manage pre-conflict and pre-wars, has done an excellent job.
Sure. I mean, modern cruise missiles are the threat, not antiquated 1960s ICBMs that even if you have rocket scientists working on them around the clock, it's very hard to get them out of the silos. These idiots can't even make a car. So it's a hoax to get food and to get oil. So if this is their biggest saber rattling ever, does this signify the North is preparing to collapse, which is the real danger?
Well, it's a good point, Alice. It's not signifying that they're preparing to collapse. It's signifying that they're afraid of collapsing because of the UN embargo and the fact that we have effectively really tightened the amount of commodities and food that they have had. The real problem for North Korea is not America. It's not South Korea. The real problem for North Korea is China.
Yeah.
Because North Koreans, 22 million, will not come over the border of the DMZ. I can see them. They've been kept away by the North Korean soldiers. And basically what's happening, they will head west into China and storm over the borders of China. So it's China who's really manipulating a lot of the situation now in order to pay back the American troops and American foreign policy for what we're doing now with Japan, because we're aligning ourselves with old enemies. Japan was our old enemy. It's become a new friend. China was our old enemy, our old friend, and now it's become a new enemy. South Korea was really an old enemy because it was part of the Japanese Empire. Most people don't realize
that
South Korea was started by...
So why are they doing all this saber-rattling, and why did you say, Friday, this could trigger a wider war or World War III? And you
because if you're not managed correctly, and fortunately we do have Hagel and we do have John Kerry who's coming here, and our embassy is keeping everything cool. But the real issue underneath all of this is having somebody like myself, who I don't see, not because I'm so wonderful, but I've had 30 years experience working with the North and South Korean, understanding the psychological manipulation and the manipulation of psyops. This is a complete psychological warfare. So when you hear things like that we don't understand the black box of North Korea, it's absolutely wrong. They are predictable. They're not crazy. They're rational.
It's a communist Chinese puppet. It's a communist. It's a Chinese communist puppet state.
Not really only Chinese communist puppet. Let me make it even clearer, Alex, to your audience. Kim Jong-un has spent 15 years in Switzerland. You and I have barely spent one day in Switzerland. He has been raised to be spoiled, entitled. He's very shy. He's very awkward. He was not very smart at school. I know the exact school he went to in Switzerland because I was there in boarding school, but unlike him, I was kicked out after 1 week for being too American. But he is basically, we know everything about Kim Jong-un, and we know everything about Kim Jong-il because they have a compound in Switzerland. So you have the very rich and the very spoiled who drive Maserati, smoke Yves Saint Laurent cigarettes, drink Johnny Walker, things that we don't do, and they're running a state called North Korea or communism. In my world, the only people who can be communists or afford to be communists are multimillionaires, and that's the case with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I mean, it's total bizarro world, absurdism past the 10th power. So let me ask you this question. What do you expect to happen then? Because you were saying Friday it was bad management building up their power when Kim Jong-un or N can't even wipe his own butt.
Well, what I'm expecting to happen is if he's totally out of control, and he's controlled primarily by his uncle and his aunt. The aunt is the sister of his father. She controls him. And then there's one other person, I don't want to get into the Korean name, who deals with the Chinese. The real issue here will be for John Kerry and for Chuck Hagel to get to Li Peng of China and explain to them very quickly, if they don't cease and desist to provoke Kim Jong-un into this situation, serious problems will occur in China and in the Sea of China. This has nothing to do really with Kim Jong-un. What you have to look at, what there is a distraction and deception that's purposely created by the Chinese against the United States. The ones who are really calling the shots are now the new leader, Li Peng of China, who is a technocrat, who also was spoiled.
So China wants to make us take care of their problem, North Korea. The answer is laugh at them, make fun of Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman, instead of acting like they can actually attack America.
Well, you can laugh at them. I wouldn't necessarily laugh at them. He's a fat boy, you know, who's kind of shy. He's awkward. And normally in a high school in America, Kim Jong-un would be considered a geek and he would be bullied. You don't need to do that. You just ignore him. What you really do is strategically do what the SINCPAC, our Navy, has done, which is to cut off the Straits of Malacca, get into the China Sea, and make sure that there's no conflict between the Chinese, the Vietnamese, and the Filipinos over the Straits, over the China Sea oil. This is always about oil and economic opportunity.
And that pirate-filled zone. When we come back, how do you expect this to end? How would you like it to end versus where you think it's going? You seem more happy since you were on Friday when you were reporting.
The discrepancy between what we hear in the rhetoric that's absurd in the newspapers of America and what I see in South Korea, where they're far more constrained.
All right. Well, let's break it down straight ahead. We're going to be right back in full.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right. I'm in the United States, captured by six foreign megabanks who are above the law and pay no taxes. They've signed me on, and you and your entire family as well, to their $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. And they are openly trying to wreck the family, shut down competition, open the borders, take our guns. And there's a new Army report out, their new manual. It says Christians, period, are extremist terrorists, including they see Orthodox Jews are extremist terrorists. That's Fox News up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in the next segment, I want to ask Dr. Pechenik his political views, because he's a really interesting guy. on all the things that are happening. I know he's worked under five different administrations. Of course, you can find out more about him, who's co-written some of the books with Tom Clancy as the technical expert and is a composite character of the Jack Ryan. So kind of the Jack Ryan individual on with us right now. Steve Pachinik, Dr. Steve Pachinik, is a psychiatrist and a medical doctor and wrote the book on psychological warfare in the late 70s that still the Bible used in a lot of intelligence agencies today. He's very critical of all the deception that goes on right now today and the authoritarianism. Okay, so talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Friday, you're saying there is a danger of war, but only because it's being overhyped and giving North Korea the idea of power, which may make Kim Jong-un toddling around like a bizarrest joke actually feel like he has power. The communist Chinese are now freaking out, saying, don't cause problems, North Korea, which is that a capitulation? Geopolitically, you call it a psyop. Break down the different angles, Dr. Pachinik. And then I want to ask you a big question. I'm going to ask you a big question. And, of course, that question is there a way to fix North Korea? Will it ever unify, or is it too bizarre? This guy's saying, I'll nuke you, I'll kill you, even if he doesn't have the capacity. You know, they've got DU Sabo meteor guns in space. What would happen if he was taken out? Because when somebody says, I have nukes, I'm loading, I will kill you, if somebody came to my house with a gun, whether it's loaded or unloaded, and said, I'm going to kill you, I'm not going to wait and see if it's loaded, I believe, and I don't even support war, people know that, I believe the guy should be taken out, but I don't want him to be taken out. I'm saying we have a right to take him out. Go ahead.
Is the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is what happened underneath his father, Kim Jong-il, and his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Kim Il-sung went overboard when he blew up an entire dais where there was South Korean officials, including major senior officials, and he overreacted. But we were able to work that backwards. Under Kim Jong-il, his father, he had blown up ships and he had blown up an island where they use it as a kind of pro forma to show the world that they're quite serious.
And hijacked ships like the Pueblo.
Correct. And also shoot down the Korean airline. Now, what happens in a game like this in psychological warfare, and, you know, we can't control all the variables, but you have to be able to estimate most of the variables, is that they literally do overreact. And the overreaction in this case would be where, in fact, a missile strike could accidentally get into one of the areas that they had not intended, where, in fact, one of the commanders underneath Kim Il-sung could literally decide to defect and become a renegade and try to approach the DMZ, although that's not likely because it's highly mined and we have a lot of forces ready to go. In fact, in the old days, we had to hold back the Republic of Korean Army with PLO, with oil, lubrication, and petroleum. But the reality is that at this particular point in time, if there isn't that extreme exercise, and if we can't decrease the rhetoric from our news media, which is the worst part of it, because the South Korean people have been complaining to me everywhere that particularly CNN and a lot of our media are hyping up this notion of missiles and missile strikes. They find it very disgusting and very insulting because most South Koreans here that I'm working with and talking to, even on the DMZ zone, are very calm, even though they're cautious. They're calm, they're relaxed, they go through an everyday activity, they do what they have to do, they live their life normally, but they resent this overlay of warmongering that's being created by our military-industrial complex and our communication system. Let me give you an example. They know very well that within days of the time that we had a crisis starting, guess who came in to sell airplanes? European Airlines, the one that makes Airbus, came in with a $7.7 billion contract. In turn, Lockheed Martin came in for an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter for $7.7 billion. Boeing came in for the F-15 Silent Eagle contract. And then then another one, McDonnell Douglas and other companies, Lockheed Martin, came in with an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, all trying to sell to the Korean Army fighter jets that they don't need. Now, right now, they don't need it. Right now, Hyundai, Samsung, LG, and SK, these major Zaibatsus are doing extremely well, and they resent the fact that the United States military-industrial complex and the communication systems that are run by the Northeast, the Midwest, and by the military-industrial system is imposing on them military requirements that they don't need and want. They want to create a society which can expand. In that process, if in fact we alienate the South Koreans who are now being run by a very effective president named Ms. Parks, who is the first woman president of South Korea, whose father I knew because he was assassinated right after the time I was here. I was not involved in the assassination. General Parks is very well aware of what it means to have assassination and killing. She's not interested in the assassination of Kim Jong-un. That will not accomplish anything. You cannot assassinate leaders at this particular point in time when, in fact, they're being managed by the Chinese and other countries.
Sure, they'll put another titular figurehead scumball in.
He's a titular head. You know, he's a kid who's absolutely spoiled, who spent time in Switzerland. But the real strategic issue now is who is going to control the oil and the military-industrial requirements of the South China Sea, including Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, Japan.
Sure, it's being used as a kamikaze or as a set piece, a proxy state to do this. Dr. Pechenik, you're a really smart guy, so I'm asking your real opinion on this. Where do you expect this to go? I mean, will I be a grandpa and there's the fifth hereditary dictator of North Korea, and instead of 30 million people like 50 years ago, there are 23 million, and there's 1 million of them?
No, I expect that in the period of time that I've been here since I was involved in the transition from Chundu Nanutuwa to from military dictatorship in South Korea to civilian, you have to remember there was a military dictatorship. Carter and Reagan sent me here, and I made that transition to civilian. Within 20 years, this country has expanded so quickly that it makes our country look pathetic. It's clean.
And by the way, you're not bragging. Every time you say this stuff, I go and look it up and find where you were involved in the negotiating team to get rid of the military dictatorship that I was already aware of the history of because I'm obsessed with history. And you were a key guy, suggesting the psychological stuff. I was watching a documentary, and it said the psychological team of the State Department recommended that they still give it one more day. And then in the Camp David peace deal, it happened, and that was you. So you really have been there at so many key historical points. What scares me is what you said Friday. You offered your help a week ago, before this even was really going, or a week and a half ago. They didn't want your help now. Every other administration has. What does that say? Are they smoking their own dope, drinking their own Kool-Aid?
Because no, what it says is basically thanks to you and me and the fact that the American public has supported us. The day I said that 9/11 was the stand down, the day I said that Bush Jr. was a criminal, that Cheney was a criminal, that our war in Iraq was a disaster, and that the generals involved were criminals, the day I said that Obama came in and lied about Osama bin Laden, he lied about Benghazi, he lied about Sandy Hook, that made me persona non grata in my own country. I have a better access to get into North Korea and the DMZ zone in South Korea and even China, my ostensible enemies, than I have in my own country. My own military intelligence said to me, good luck and goodbye. I got into the KCIA U.S. Embassy, which normally affords a deputy assistant secretary a normal, professional recognition from the past. There's no recognition. So basically, I'm persona non grata.
Sure, they're scared of you. I mean, in the land of the blind.
Scared of me. I don't particularly care. It's not about me.
No, I understand. It's about not having World War III. We got to go to break. But in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Steve Pechenik, Dr. Pechenik's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. If you're sitting here for the first time, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming video there right now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having conversations with Dr. Steve Pachinik during the break and forgetting that we're live back on air. We only ran 30 seconds of intro music, right? Okay, it's good. I didn't know. I was like, whoa. I've been talking a while here. We're having some interesting discussions there off air. Bottom line, why did you go to Korea? Where do you think it's going, Dr. Pachinik? You know, one of the most famous hostage negotiators, crisis negotiators out there, helped get the Middle East peace deals going. What do you expect to happen? What do you expect to do, you know, see happen with the missiles being loaded, they claim? Or is that just more of a push by North Korea to get more oil and food? And if they're this desperate now, when they do fall apart, what do you expect to happen? You said implode into China, implode into South Korea. How is there any way to ever fix North Korea and get aid to those people under the cult of the state?
Yes. Let me start for the first question. Number one, the day I finished my interview with with you, which was so grateful about on Sandy Hook, where I told you it was a false flag. I knew that Obama and his White House choir boys would start another false flag in Korea. I could see it. I could smell it. So I got on the plane the next day without anybody's permission. I was told not to go. I came here, and I wanted to report directly to you and the American public, went on to the DMZ zone in other parts of North Korea, which I cannot describe because of the past experience. And I knew that there would be an escalation of rhetoric and an escalation of behavior, which I wanted to see and monitor directly to the American public, particularly the Alex Jones Show, because I couldn't trust the media, I couldn't trust our CIA, I couldn't trust our military intelligence, I couldn't trust our government, as simple as that. And what I saw happening was that there was a total disconnect between what was being said and what the reality was on the ground here at the DMZ zone, where I saw some movements, but very little movements on the part of the North Koreans. I had a lot of rain, a lot of cold weather, and I saw a lot of the ROK, or Republic of Korean Army soldiers.
So that's good news. There's not a real mobilization to invade the South.
No, there is no mobilization to invade the South. And furthermore, from past history, I know very well as our military commanders do, that the 2.2 million men that are officially in the Korean Army, North Korean Army, are totally useless. They're hungry. They have no equipment. All the equipment is antiquated. The ammunition is antiquated. And they have no desire or capability to really invade through the southern section. Number two, the key issue here is not the invasion. It's really the fact that psychologically they want to create a scenario, a psychodrama, where we come back to the table, we the United States of America, come back to the table and offer them food, assistance, so that they can have a soft landing, or what we call the sunshine policy over 30 years. Now, what is a soft landing? The soft landing means that we know from past experience, particularly in the Bush administration, which again I was involved with, when we amalgamated or joined East Germany and West Germany, we made a mistake in 1991 by not figuring out that East Germany had so much economic burden to it that West Germany could not absorb it. In turn, we translated that problem to South Korea and North Korea. There is no way that South Korea can absorb North Korean problems and economic disruption.
So how does it end then? How do you see an ending? Is there any good ending?
I see it positively ending if we get out of the way. If we stop this agitation and we stop these false flag operations, we stop this incredible amount of military-industrial
production. So bottom line, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about wants
exactly
to keep it going, to sell more weapons, but all the money is worthless if we start World War III with the Chi-Coms.
Exactly. But ironically, Alex, your audience has to understand, we lost every war since World War II. We lost the Korean War, and it was Eisenhower, our general, one of the greatest presidents I've ever seen, who had to come in and draw the line on the DMZ. Nobody talks about the fact that was a great military general who had to create the peace and say, that's enough. We don't have that. We have a president who's not qualified, not competent.
Instead, they just keep the wars going.
Who's not qualified.
Well, listen, I don't want to have war with North Korea either, and I know the globalists are corrupt and there's all these influences, but we invade Iraq, we ship al-Qaeda to Pakistan, our government's using al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, it's incredible crimes going on, and then still the North Korean clear despots go on forever. I mean, you know, the good die young, the evil states never seem to die either. I mean, I am just ready to see Kim Jong-un hanging like Mussolini, being spit on. I want to free those people, but I get it's a set piece. How could they ever transition into a peace with the South?
Because we're doing it very slowly. The South Koreans have been very effectively creating like a military, a industrial complex.
Economic zone, sure.
KEOSONG, where 54,000 North Koreans are already working, making over $700 million to the economy, and the North Koreans know this, but instead what they want to do is to reaffirm the position of this little chubby fat boy from Switzerland who hasn't done anything and try to show that he's that he's in charge. In fact, only three people in charge, his uncle, his aunt, and a third person who deals with China, and the real puppeteer here is China. And if China is not warned to cease and desist, they will have problems internally. And I can help them to have problems internally because, number one, they have social disturbances of about 150,000 riots on a normal year in China. They have water deprecation.
By the way, I agree with you. People keep saying China is going to take over. The CFR says
no,
that. China is on the verge of imploding.
China is in such bad status. Korea, because at least North Korea we can stabilize. China we can't. China has now economically defaulted on loans. They've given out loans that they can't
monitor. Sure, so let me stop you. Here's my bottom line. You're a smart guy, historian, psychiatrist, medical doctor, seen a lot, run black ops all over the world, brought down regimes with psych warfare. What do you expect to see with the basket case China and the basket case North Korea and the West as a basket case with delusional decadence? What do you expect to see?
I expect to see that we get a new government in the United States. That's the number one issue. We cannot have another Hillary Clinton, another Clinton who lies, another Democrat or Republican. We have to reconstruct the Constitution, re-employ new leaders of our country that come from the grassroots up, particularly governors who've been very effective in running executive positions. We have to decrease our government size. It is out of control. We have to close down the CIA 9000, close down Homeland Security, close down all these unnecessary, worthless organizations that do nothing to either increase our national security or increase our productivity. We will have to increase our manufacturing capacity and decrease the size of our banks and their corruption. In the meantime, in China, they have a major problem. If I wanted to create the destruction of China, it's far easier for me as a psychological warfare expert than to maintain, than to destroy North Korea. All I have to do is create a war between India and China, which is what's happening now, and arm India, arm China, and allow them to fight over water. So I'm not as worried about North Korea. North Korea will be quietly brought down. Hague has done a very good job of doing that. Kerry's coming over here and maintaining the quietness. The problem we have in America, and that's the greatest problem we have, is our national leaders since Clinton, who was a pathological liar and created a lot of wars and created rendition, then followed by Bush Jr., the moron of morons, who should have been indicted for war crimes, went to Iraq, Afghanistan, and then Obama, who's totally a CIA bred and born operative who knows absolutely nothing about world affairs or running domestic affairs. He's talking about abortion. He's talking about Obamacare. He's talking about gun control. When we have to worry about national, we have to worry about our economy and jobs and jobs.
Exactly. As a Ford Foundation.
In America.
As a Ford Foundation infiltrator of the national security complex, he just wants to conquer America. And instead, even if they want an empire, they're going to lose the empire if they don't save the original republic. You can clearly see the writing on the wall. No amount of bullets and armored vehicles is going to save them from the collapse of the American system. And if they don't get off the back of liberty, they're going to make our engine stall and the whole plane's going to crash.
Well, I'm going to have a much more predictive element to that. I wrote about 20 years ago that, in fact, if the federal government continues to expand in size and its powers and its internal suppression of our systems, we will have a potentially a second civil war between the states that, in fact, have the resources like Texas, Florida, Utah, the Midwest versus eastern the eastern states. Right now, the Council on Foreign Relations, all the eastern think tanks like Brookings, USIP, RAND are useless, and they're being funded by all of us to create policies that have absolutely no meaning. The West Coast is totally meaningless.
I tell you what, doctor, I want you to get some sleep. We're back on the radio tomorrow. How long are you in Korea?
I will be here a few more days to serve you and our American public.
All right, well, let's get you set up.
Well,
we're going to get you set up for a report tomorrow sometime during the three-hour show. Chris, pick 30 minutes
no
to
problem.
Do it. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Pachinik.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, America. But I want everybody to understand Alex is not a conspiratorial individual. I don't think there's anybody in the mass media who really understands Plato and Zarathustra as well as Alex does.
All right, we're not going to have the good or dumb or wrong quite yet, my friend. I hope not. The Ragnarok. All right, retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24-7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again. again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.